Finally, Peter, what's the view from your customers or the view from Asia on whether this Q2 demand, is it an early peak season or are we building to something bigger in Q3?
All right, Mike, this is a very interesting question, Mike. And personally, in my view, I cannot put a pulse into the sentiment that this surge in cargo is going to carry on in Q3, right? The reasons are following. Number one, we all know that there has been a forward loading or planning of containers in Q2. Nobody expected this, all right? It's like your peak season, you're bringing forward. And mainly because of many reasons, right? People are afraid that because of a long transit by the Cape of Good Hope, you may not have the cargo reach on time for your back-to-school days, your pre-Christmas, or even for your Thanksgiving. That is one of the reasons why it went forward. Number two, due to the tariff 301, where the US is going to impose on tariff on China, commodities such as solar panels, semiconductors, and EV. That has also prompted a surge of cargoes out from China so that the shippers want to avoid this tariff that's going to be imposed between China and the US. So there are some factors that have prompted sudden increase of volume at this stage. But the question is, does this carry on in Q3, where many of the cargoes, even though they needed for the pre-Christmas rides, are coming in now, will we be able to still see an increase of volume coming in Q3? It's anybody's guess. Of course, if you want to talk to the carriers or look at some of the statistics, they will, of course, put in a very, very positive view. The positive view is that, oh, what we had is only a pre-peak season surcharge, a surge of cargo, but you still have the traditional peak season coming in. But my question is, if the cargoes have all been moved forward before the traditional season come in, what else is left there for the Q3 to beef up? The only thing I can think of is that if the shipper failed to get any space in Q2, they can only get space in Q3, and then you see there's a spillover effect of cargoes moving in Q3. But right now, you can see that some of the shippers are willing to pay a higher premium just to get the cargo out because they're more interested in space and container. So therefore, looking at all these factors, we are not entirely sure whether Q3 is going to be as strong or even stronger than Q2 because many factors are still unknown to us. The other thing is also, you can see some of the reports in the US saying that the inflation in the US is increasing. Therefore, the consumer pattern, consumer demand might go down. So there are many, many factors to consider. At this moment, it's very difficult to indicate whether Q3 is going to be as super strong as Q2 from my point of view, Mike.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.